We live in a magical time. We live in a magical world. We live in a world of most interesting experiences. We have a chip that has 256 gigabytes of memory on it. Can you imagine such a thing? If you're into computers at all, or if you're into the memory boards and things like that at all, and everyone is, and if you're not, you're just not alive to the world today. But if you think about it, it's really quite amazing. It's quite amazing that we have the ability to have all of that memory on a tiny chip. And they've been able to do that because they've laid memory upon memory upon memory. They've laid the silicon chip upon silicon chip upon silicon chip. And now they're coming up with something even more fantastic. They're putting even greater memory on glass. And they're using the glass to have this greater memory to do wonderful things and come up with wonderful experiences that are just absolutely amazing. We live in a most spectacular world, and it has only begun. We have only begun to realize and to reveal all of the magic that's within us. We've only begun to do that, and I say we've only begun to do that because it all, the universal allness, the isness, exists within us, and we are revealing what that isness is in our own simplistic way. Now, what makes it so fantastic that you can have 256 gigabytes of memory on a little chip that you can move around with you, that if you stuck that into your wallet or into your pocket, or if you put it on the back of your watch, that chip, it'd be no larger than that, or even smaller. And yet it has all this memory on it, all this information, all this data, all these movies. My goodness sakes, imagine how many movies you could carry on a chip like that and have them available to you. Have them so that you can find them. You can look in and on your chip and know what's going on. This is something the scientists have come up with. Now that's today. Now, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen as each day goes along, as each year progresses on this particular century we're in? What's going to happen? It's going to exacerbate. It's going to grow and grow and grow. And it's going to become more and more wonderful and more fantastic. I love gadgets. I love gadgets because they speak about the imagination that's within us. They speak about the potentiality that's within us. They speak about what can happen to us if we want it to happen. What can happen to us if we will let it be and if we will look at it. But all of this falls into one wonderful experience. And it's into the wonderful experience of introspection, meditation, illumination. All the wisdom of the world comes to us through illumination. All the wisdom comes to us through the introspective self that we do in ourself, looking at ourself, thinking about who we are, thinking about what we are, thinking about whatever idea came to us. Its solution is already there. It's just for us to reveal that solution to our thinking mind. To reveal that solution to our thinking self. And as we reveal that information to our thinking self, we find that it's already completely known, completely established. We don't have to develop it or reveal it in any way that it's not revealed. We just have to open the door, so to speak, and there it is. And it stands before us, complete and full and wonderful. It stands before us and says, here I am. Here I am. Use me. Enjoy me. But wait until you see my younger brother. Wait till you see what he comes up with. Wait till you see my younger sister and see what they come up with in just the few years that will come and that they're working on these projects, because they take my unlimited attitude and they put it with their unlimited attitude, and with that unlimited attitude that they are, they move into a world of fantastic qualities, fantastic experiences, fantastic allness. It's a marvelous world that we live in. It's a marvelous experience. But this 256 gigabytes of memory is absolutely fantastic, absolutely glorious, absolutely marvelous. And that's who we are. And that's what we are. Now, are you ready to have these magical illuminations take place in your life? Are you ready to have these fantastic experiences be revealed in your world? Are you ready for that? Well, if you're ready, then it's ready for you. It's ready for you because it is just exactly what you want to do. It's just exactly what you want to be. It's just exactly where your thought is, where your consciousness is. Think of what your little brother is going to do, your little sister is going to do. Think of what they're going to do in just a few years, because they are unlimited. They dwell upon that divinity within them, that magic within them, that allness within them. And as they dwell upon that, they come up with such fantastic possibilities, such fantastic experiences, and these are to be revealed now. They're done now. The latest car that they've come up with and said is a Ford. It is 108 miles to a gallon. 108 miles to a gallon of gas. What amazing information. What amazing capabilities. Now, we've said, okay, that's wonderful. Now, the next step, and they are working on this, and it is already done already, but it's not been revealed yet to the world. It's revealed to the person who thought about it and who dwelt upon it. They will use water for gas, and they will do many other wonderful things, but these are all possibilities that are waiting to be revealed, waiting to be revealed. Not that they don't exist already, but just waiting to be revealed. And as they're waiting to be revealed, like the chip that has 256 gigabytes of memory, if we had had that chip not too distant past, we would have some fantastic things going on, because we run out of space, we run out of power. And as we run out of these things, we find that there's a new way to do it. There's a new way to live it. There's a new way to express it. And this 256 gigabytes is just one step in the right direction, one step in the right attitude, one step for everybody who wants to open their heart, open their mind, open their lives to the fact that it does truly already exist. And now it's just up to us to flow in that arena where it already exists and bring it forth and enjoy it in every possible way. This is true for you. This is true for me. This is true for everyone. Do you want to have that infinite power? Do you want to touch on your inner wisdom? Do you want to touch on your inner genius, the inner self that you are? Do you want to touch it? Well, then today begin in meditation. Today begin in looking at yourself and saying to yourself, I know that. I am aware of that. I like that. That is me. I am open and receptive to the wisdom within me, to the allness that's within me. I'm choosing to live on planet Earth, and I'm choosing to live on planet Earth in its allness. I'm choosing to live on planet Earth in its isness. I'm choosing to live on planet Earth not as a becoming being, but as a being that is already fulfilled, that is already revealed, that is already magnificent. I am ready. Are you ready? For whatever goal you have for yourself, at least that you say you have for yourself? Or are you going to be looking around and wondering what is next for you? Well, that decision lays strongly within you, within me. Do I want to take the time to introspect? Do I want to take the time to meditate on who I am? Do I want to dream dreams that theoretically nobody else has ever dreamed? And dreaming these dreams, do I want to reveal in my world all the magic, all the wonderment, all the self that I am? And the answer is, yes, that's what I want to do. Yes, that's who I am. Yes, that's where I stand. You can do it. And this little chip with 256 gigabytes on it. Now, new machinery is out with terabytes on it. And that's so much grander than a gigabyte. And the unit has 4 terabytes on 2 separate gadgets within it, 2 separate memory boards, and they back each other up. Now, if they didn't have to back each other up because they were strong and stable and they were predictable, they could not be hurt or damaged in any way, then you'd have 8 terabytes in that little box. What are you doing with all this space, all this power, with all this memory? What you're doing is you're finding out that you are far more of a magnificent genius than you ever dreamed you were. And you are it, were it, and express it in all areas of your life. I like that. I'm going to be spending even more time in meditation and introspection than I have. And I spend a great deal of time in introspection and meditation, in beneficial, constructive introspection and beneficial, constructive meditation. I can do it. So join with me in this wonderful game of seeing the allness right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.